Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Dear brother and sister, salam. So welcome to a new story. Every story has a message. The title of today's story is The Right of a Deceased Muslim. Zurara relates, I was in a company of Imam Baqir in the funeral procession of a person from the tribe of Quraysh. Atta, the jurist of Mecca, was amongst those present in the funeral procession. Suddenly the air was filled with the wailing of a lady. Atta instructed her to remain quiet, as otherwise he would have to turn back. But the lady continued to wail, and so Atta left the procession. I informed the Imam about Atta's turning back. Why? Inquired the Imam, peace be upon him. I replied, due to the lamentation of a lady, he asked her to keep quiet, and when she did not, he left. Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said, stay with me, and we shall accompany the deceased. If we notice falsehood together with the truth and forsake the truth due to that falsehood, we would not have fulfilled the right of a Muslim. That means escorting the funeral to the Muslim, which is his right, should not be forsaken for the sake of the wailing of that lady, which according to the non-Shiite sects is forbidden and prohibited. When the prayers were offered for the dead person, his relative said to the Imam, peace be upon him, may Allah have mercy upon you. You can turn back for you do not possess. You can turn back for you do not possess the strength to walk. Imam continued to accompany the funeral procession. Zurara continues, I said to Imam al-Baqir, peace be upon him, the relative of the deceased has permitted you to turn back. If you have some work, you may go, said the Imam. I have neither come here with his permission nor do I need his permission to return. I have come here to seek the rewards, since man shall be rewarded in the measure in which he accompanies a funeral procession.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program Lantern and the important points of this nice story.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio Well, in Lantern what we do is to talk about different religious stories and try to shed light and explain some important points that can be useful for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims Well, today we will reflect on a subtle yet profound reality That is the desire of Shaytan to deceive the pious servants of God and the ways that he presents his traps with beauty and seemingly reasonable justifications. Even the most devoted believers are not immune, for the enemy of humanity is patient, cunning, and persistent. understanding his methods allow us to safeguard our faith and strengthen our hearts. Shaitan exploits idle hearts and unguarded minds. Narrations describe how the pious use vigilance to counter these traps. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "He who knows himself knows his Lord. By reflecting on one's own tendencies towards pride, envy and desire, a believer becomes aware of the points where Shaitan may attempt entry. The tricks of the deceiver often appear logical and even sometimes noble. A sinful action may be cloaked as a duty. A slight injustice may be framed as fairness, or a temptation may appear as an act of generosity. Awareness and self-discipline are the shields against these subtle traps." The Holy Book of Quran reminds us of the importance of God consciousness in resisting deception. It says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Walladhina yattaquna rabbahum lahum maghfiratun wa ajrun kabir." And those who fear their Lord will have forgiveness and great reward. Surah Al-Ma'raj, verse number 35. Fear of God or taqwa, so illuminates the mind and heart and allows believers to see through the beautiful disguises of Shaitan. This vigilance turns awareness into action, controlling speech, avoiding idle desires, and checking intentions before acting. Okay, well, let's go for a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Stories from the lives of the pious show the practical applications of these lessons. Imam Ali alayhi salam, despite his courage and wisdom, constantly reminded himself and the others that Shaitan's whispers are persistent. He emphasized self-examinations, prayers, and humility as means to avoid the traps of false reasoning and subtle temptations of the cursed Shaitan. Even the smallest sleeping intention could be a foothold for deception if unchecked. Shaitan's tools are clever. He appeals to arrogance, self-interest, and even religious pretense. A person may rationalize disobedience in the name of necessity, in the name of convenience or social pressure. But the Holy Quran warns clearly, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. And when it is said to them, "Do not cause corruption on the earth," they say, "We are only reformers." Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 11. So this illustrates exactly how Shaitan works, by making corruption appear as reform and sin appear as righteousness. Only God consciousness, vigilance, and reflection can prevent this subtle deceit. Okay, dear listeners, the lesson is clear. Shaitan's influence is persistent. It is subtle and attractive. But awareness, prayer, humility, and self-examination protect our heart. The pious are not immune, but by turning to God, seeking forgiveness, and remaining alert to their own inclinations, they can recognize and resist these beautiful disguises. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to us. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.